following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
This just in, the national public opinion poll indicates that most people polled said it hurt.
And now, the last radio station in association with Louder and Faster Unlimited presents...
Swampy Mama.
Welcome back now again with the Glenn, all neighbors, friends, dwellers, foes, and friends, to the swamps of Swami Bubba Land, where the men are men, the women are kin, and the animals hope to be born again with chastity belts.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
In a public opinion poll released just this week, the results indicate that your opinion just don't matter.
See here, this has gone far enough.
Way back before Jerry Springer was canceled, or quit, or whatever he did, I always wanted to go on one of them there shows that talked about, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. Well, I can relate to that, because I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. Here's what I wanted to do on the show. I wanted to go on the show and say, yeah, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. But I just happened to be a butch dyke lesbian, so the shit works out fine for me. Good night.
Am I bad? Oh, yes.
Here come on, fat top, he comes grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball, he wants. Holy roller, he got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please. He went a shoe shine, he got tall.
Thank you.
Is that your mouse you're holding, or are you just excited to see me?
Swampy Baba.
The only thing consistent is change. Now tie that end to Wolf and Flo, put that in your medicine bag, you got some.
That's my pleasure!
I'm reminded here of a cartoon I saw several years ago about Mystic Monopoly. The caption said, "Go to the light. Go directly to the light."
Sometimes I wish God give me a Holy Ghost machine gun, I'll blow your head off.
You hear talk about meditation and sacred mantras or mantras. One of the ones they usually leave out is the sacred mantra, "Fuck it." That's right. Try it sometime. Just say it over and over again. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Aw, you said a bad word.
Now, before you do that, remember two things. Number one, by fucking it, you become one with it. Number two, whether you're a dom or a sub will determine the outcome. Either you dominate the situation or you submit yourself to the situation. Now, if I do say so myself, and I believe I just did and are going to again, that'd be heavy.
Now, I know the little girl, about 16 years old. She said, "Bill, stop drinking and I will satisfy your soul." But I just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on a drinking till good liquor carry me down. Now, my woman told me about 15 years ago, "Bill, you gonna drink one of these mornings and you'll never drink no more." But I will just keep on a drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on a drinking till good liquor carry me down. Now I wake up in the morning holding a bottle tight. When I lay down at night, mama, it's a gallon out of sight. Because I just keep on a drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Now I just keep on a drinking till good liquor carry me down. I went to the doctor with my head in my hand. The doctor said, "Big Bill, I think I'll have to give you monkey glands. Because you just keep on a drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. I'm gonna keep on a drinking till good liquor carry me down." God, my woman told me to stop drinking and come on home. If you don't, Big Bill, some other man gonna carry your business on. But I'm just gonna keep on a drinking. Yes, I'm gonna keep on drinking. I'm just gonna keep on a drinking till good liquor carry me down.
Put your hand on the radio, Swampy Baba.
You've heard it said that opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. What you probably hadn't heard is that that's a good thing, that we have opinions and assholes, because otherwise how are we going to get the shit out? Don't ever bitch about what you yourself let happen.
You were going to change the channel, weren't you? Don't even think of it.
Swami Baba.
I got an email that asked me, "Swami, how do I know what my purpose is in life?" Well, what pisses you off the most? I mean, what keeps coming back to haunt you like some sort of damn ghost? What keeps eating at you like a gator with a dead carcass under the water? Whatever that is, that's your starting point. Keeps coming back to you because it was assigned to you as your problem to solve. You work on that, you'll uncover your purpose. I'll guarantee. And I ain't even Cajun.
Humanity, why do you bug us? Oh, massive bring down. The world is a bongo drum, and we are merely the ubleo da squeedo-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Swami Baba.
If I had a nickel for every time I said, if I had a nickel, I'd be a wealthy man. Tain't always necessary to take the bull by the horns. Sometimes you should just take him by the tail. In the event something goes wrong, it's easier to turn loose that way. Discretion is indeed the better part of valor. And Uncle Mac used to say, it ain't the size of the dog what wins the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. We all know people who ought to do the one thing that the devil himself will never do. Leave people alone. I was reminded of this old concept of stereotypes recently during a conversation down at Meats a Poppin', where me and one of my best friends, Carmelita, a Christian lesbian, had gone to, well, socialize and pick up a few things, so to speak. That old concept just puts the reins around the wrong end of the horse for some of you, but go back and listen to it again. The conversation centered around the impending, what you call your basic nuptials, of some mutual acquaintances, and of course it rapidly deteriorated into the whole concept of should cousins marry. Well, Carmelia, bless her heart, who I met at a strip club, by the way, whispered in my ear, "Don't cast your pearls before swine, Swami." Knowing me as she does. And before I get into the other topic, that reminded me of a quote, that if you ain't already heard it, you need to, by my favorite writer of all time, the great Latin writer Anonymous, who once said, "Never try to teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pig."
Damn it, Jim, what the hell is the matter with you?
Recalling the leader sweet thing that she is, kind of had a loop on this, because assuming she was in love with a cousin, being lesbian and all, I mean, wouldn't make much difference now, would it? She can't legally marry, and, well, same-sex folks can't exactly worry about reproduction now, can they? But I always trust Carmelita's advice, especially on women. You men should take heart to that. Being the flowering vegetable that she is, a lesbian, yeah, it was a cheap shot, but she liked it, so I thought I'd put it in the show.
In public, she's a mild-mannered stewardess. In private, she's something else.
Oh, I must be dreaming.
Super Chick, the super kind of woman. Always in the middle of where the action is. Always ready for a new adventure.
The only unique experience I can see having with you is that, well, you'd be the oldest man I ever made it with.
You can't afford to miss Super Chick. She's much more than you've ever had before.
Rich and I were kept.
Asking a southerner if your cousin's married is, if you pardon the pun, kin to asking a tobacco farmer if it's all right to light one up. Nevertheless, we got into the legal ramifications and the different ways of viewing this here situation. Now first, since the topic is primarily stereotypes, just let me here state that stereotypicality, and if it ain't a word, it should damn well be, is primarily born of prejudice, playing on the sometimes facts of a minority portion of a particular group.
Or you take the brew on the side on the time, and you take this bottle right to be able to drop at the bow. And if you want to, you take the drink and all the bamboo, the bamboo, the bee, and the bop, the bop, the bop,
I have no idea what that meant.
For many years, and I'm not picking on this particular state or segment of the community, been there a few times and enjoyed it immensely. West Virginia. For some reason, that seems to be a hotbed for this kind of hillbilly, stereotypical stuff. Well, first time I ever went through West Virginia, I was coming back from Ohio, picking up a Yankee woman who later proved to be psychotic, but that's not a slam against Yankees either. We stopped at some restaurant franchise. While we were there, couldn't help but notice that every single person in the place looked like they were kin to every other single person. We're talking about the people who worked there. Now, there's only one of two explanations. It was a family-owned franchise, and they only employed their family.
or there was something else, but because quite frankly, these people look more like family than my own damn family. And we can back our shit up with DNA. I'm sure they could too. But it got me thinking that maybe, just maybe, there was more to this whole thing that I had originally chosen to believe. But anyway, stereotypes. Nah. Remember, they're born of prejudice, playing on the sometimes facts of a minority portion of whatever particular group, be it religious, racial, sexual, Southern, Yankee, European, whatever. Be fair. Get your facts straight. Right? Right.
Affirmative.
Using or making up a word like stereotypicality reminds me of another issue that's close to my heart, the English language. I only got one rule of English grammar, and it's this here. If the person that you're addressing understand what you be saying, you got it right.
Logical. Flawlessly logical.
I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and keep him company. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and live by the side of the sea. I'll polish his lamp by the light of day so ships at night can find their way. Maybe find a treasure too. I'd love living in a lighthouse. How about you? I dream of living in a lighthouse, baby, every single day. I dream of living in a lighthouse, a white one by the bay. So if you want to make my dreams come true, be a lighthouse keeper, do. We could live in a lighthouse, a white one by the bay.
And on the heels of that, I'd like to formally announce a movement. Yes, that's right, friends. Not from the bowels, from the heart. People often get confused. But anyway, the movement is for phonetic English. I mean, damn it, I got great respect for anybody who learns the English language, whether they come to this country or not. The English language is one of the most fucked up, bastardized, unremitting languages in the world. If you ain't born speaking it and you learn it as a second language, I got great respect for you if you get it right or even if you don't. So the movement is for phonetic English. And for those of you who don't understand what that means, it's very basic, very simple. Spell it like it sounds. There's another thing Carmelita has taught me about Spanish language, and that's a beautiful language. Emmy Lou Harris did a song once called Spanish is a Loving Tongue, and, well, we could go off on that for a while, but a point that I think I have. In Spanish, for example, you can learn how to pronounce any word. You learn basic rules of pronunciation, and even if you don't know what a word means, you can still pronounce it. Well, I propose the same thing for English. Spell it like it sounds. That's my movement. You want to join me? Well, you know who to contact.
Been listening to the Swami Bubba program, a production of the Last Radio Station and Louder and Faster Unlimited. You can email Swami Bubba at swami_bubba@yahoo.com. That address, once again, for those of you still frantically searching for a pencil, is swami_bubba@yahoo.com. Come back and visit us next time for the next
Swami Bubba.
See you then.